From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State Kerry says keep the planes on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said if a ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft.
Mr. Kerry, speaking at a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council, said the efforts to create a viable cessation of hostilities has been dealt a very serious blow.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice.
And then in so many words, Mr. Kerry seemed to be suggesting that Russia and Syria follow the lead of the U.S. when it comes to admitting mistakes.
We don't get anywhere by ignoring the facts and denying common sense. Yes, the coalition did hit people on Saturday. We did. A terrible accident. And within moments of it happening, we acknowledged it.
The U.S. envoy also took aim at his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, saying that he sometimes feels that Lavrov is in a parallel universe. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is asking the public for help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. Federal investigators said during a news conference Wednesday the men are wanted as witnesses.